Blog Talk Radio.
I got kicked out.
No. All you have to do is, before when that surfs come on, just click and drag the your cursor across that bar, and that'll shut the music off.
Oh, okay.
Be okay.
I logged in, and then all of a sudden I kicked my phone out, so I just click back in and call back in.
You're there.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and it's working today.
Yes, it is.
So welcome to the very first show with me, Mary, as your new host.
Yes, we're excited for that. And Mary, you come to the Hope Collection from an incredible background with skills in the area of personal and health and special needs programs for children and adults combined, and you make it available for people to really get their act together. They have super things working for them, and you have such an incredible attitude, and it's why we welcome you to the show. My name is Ryan Clayton, the president of the Hope Collection, and Mary is exploring. She is taking off on her first adventure of being the host of the Wednesday. We call it Prosperity Wednesday. But prosperity is not only money. What most people don't realize is prosperity is every bit of you, every aspect of your life. So, Mary, I just want to welcome you. I'm going to shut up and let you take it away because you're in charge.
All right. Thank you. I am honored to be here. So on Wednesdays, we're going to talk about not just prosperity, but your mental health, and not just your mental health, but of your families and people you know. And my background is I'm a certified life coach and a certified hypnotherapist. And let's start with asking you all a question. How many people do you know, or do you know personally, or even you, that's stressed out, dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression, dealing with habits that you're trying to break or addictions of some kind? That's what I do. I work with you and your families and individuals. That are struggling and looking for either transitioning into your life or struggling into how to take that next step. I am building a foundation. A center, and my partners and I are going to be a one-stop shop for all of different issues, autism, communication, stress, and all that. And this is where I'm honored and gracious to be part of the Hope Collection. The Hope Collection, you will never meet a group of men and women who are, one, genuine, and are here for all the right reasons to help you and your families with either financial ways to help bring in more income, help to find a bigger house, or just find housing that you can afford in your rate, but also with education and different tools to help you live the life that God wanted you to live and the life that you dream of having. Oh, and the other best part of this is the fact that, you know, with the Hope Collection, they're not afraid to tell you their honest opinion. It may be something you may not agree with, but they're not going to sugarcoat things and tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you what they need to do or what they can do to help you. And if they don't, if that person that you're talking to doesn't know how to help you, they will help you find someone that does or give you the resources you need. So I'm going to start every radio show with a blessing. And it's the theme of my radio shows will be based on these different blessings and to get you thinking about how ways you can improve your life. And today's blessing is going to be about stress. And not only how stress affects you mentally, but how stress actually affects your body and what you can do to help handle stress better. And this is Psalm 131:1. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty, nor do I involve myself in great matters. So we must admit that we spend more of our time concentrating and fretting over things that we can't change than we do giving attention to the one thing that we can change. You know, it's our choice of attitude, how we deal with those things, how we think about those things. You know, taking the time to stop and think about some of the things that suck up our attention and our energy. And all of them, are they inescapable? Or are they something that we can change? You know, for example, right now, who won the election? You know, families have been torn apart for the last 10 years over our elections and who's won and who lost in our belief system. Instead of allowing ourselves to just accept somebody else may have a different opinion than us, we spend so much time focusing on how to change their opinion, how to believe what we believe. Who lost the football game or the baseball game? Traffic. Or what someone else, your neighbors or someone you know, is doing that you don't approve of. No, wasting energy and fighting the inescapable and turn your energy into keeping the right attitude is very important. So instead of focusing on what is wrong, focus on what's right. And for example, I will tell you a little bit about, you know, my background. I have two children that are autistic. One is high functioning with anxiety issues, and the other one was nonverbal. And he was a perfectly healthy child. And about 2.5 years old, he just stopped talking. And then came the meltdowns and the temper tantrums, and he'd bang his head against the wall, and he'd be so frustrated because he couldn't express himself, and he started isolating himself. Well, I'm the kind of person that I don't sit and focus on what's wrong. I focus on what's the next step. How do we fix this? How do we change things so that he can talk, but you know how he can be happy again? My husband, on the other hand, is the opposite. He was bound determined to find a blame, find a cause for the situation. And to him, it was vacuum. So we almost got divorced over the whole situation because I chose as a parent to vaccinate my children. And it was all my fault that he had this. When we're just now starting to figure out what causes these issues. And, you know, I have the good COVID story. You know, my husband couldn't go to work for a little while when everything shut down. So he was forced to spend time with our son. And seeing him as a child and seeing him as an individual and what gifts he did have got him to see him in a whole new light. And now they're closer than ever. And now he works with me instead of against me on how to help him the best way possible. And now he's talking, he's laughing, he's playing like a regular child with a normal imagination, tormenting his sister every chance he gets, which is all what boys do. So how are some ways that stress or just the way you think has affected your life? Kurt, any different things for you?
Hello, Mary. How you doing?
Great. How about you?
Fantastic. And really want to congratulate you on your new show. I know you're going to do an awesome job. I can't stay online and shopping with Mom, so I just wanted to call in and say congratulations, my dear friend, and I wish you all the luck. And if I get home before 1 o'clock, I will call in again, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. I'll be on mute, okay?
Okay. Anyone, any of the other callers have any comments about stress and how it affects your daily life?
Well, Kim, I would say, this is Ron, and what I would say about that, I actually have a situation that I could use it as an excuse, or I can use it to help me get better. I had a stroke 3 years ago, and a stroke, many people know that a stroke is...
They're in the market.
I'm getting
really
feedback.
Cheap.
Is that me, or is there somebody else talking?
I just muted, so let's see.
Okay. Well, anyways, because of the stroke I had, that has to do with blood pressure. And when you've had a stroke, you have to control your blood pressure more than ever. And one of the side results of that is you can have blood, your blood pressure that can change in an instant. And I used to think as well, because actually my father had that issue. And it used to annoy me and bother me because he could go from the top of a mountain to the bottom and pass out right in front of you. And I had to learn to live with that stress and understanding what was going on with him. And when you're a teenager, that's not exactly a very happy place to be. So we had to learn how to control and force ourselves to be conscious of how we're reacting to circumstances. In fact, the real truth was we had to learn not to react at all. And the problem was that by nature, we're reactive people. And we can create problems that aren't problems, or we can let things get out of hand because there was something that we didn't control. And so I've had to spend much of my life now working very hard. It's not easy to control your blood pressure, control your state of mind. But if you don't work at it, you're out of control. And when you're out of control, you say things and do things or cause things to happen that aren't healthy for anybody.
Correct. And the thing is not dealing with it is just as bad as dealing with it improperly. So when you hold all those emotions in and pretend to ignore it, that actually causes more stress on your body than it is. Now, have you tried different breathing techniques like the Navy SEALs use to lower your heart rate and control your heart rate and your breathing to keep it at a certain level?
That is one of the techniques that I personally use. The greatest technique I have is that I know there are certain days and certain times of the day or certain things after I've been working or doing something that I'm susceptible. I have to be very careful that I just need to step back. And that's not always convenient when you're operating in the world and you're trying to run a business and you're operating and you got people that are relying on you. You got to keep moving ahead. And yet, sometimes I just have to say and accept the fact that I got to take a step back. And for me, that's a very, very hard thing to do because I have people that I know are depending on me to accomplish or be doing things. And I'm not going to let anybody down as long as I have some kind of influence in that. So, yeah, it adds an additional pressure. I just chuck it up to the fact that that's why I'm here. God gifted me with the ability to communicate and help resolve problems, and that's what I'm here for. And I have to put my things aside to make sure I focus on what I can make a difference in. As you were saying, I need to know when I'm making a difference or when I can make a difference.
Now, the biggest technique, the easiest technique per se, but for some people it's the hardest technique, is learning to just take a break and walk away. You're screaming. You're fighting
right.
with your spouse. Just take a minute and walk away.
You hit it right on the head, Kim.
You know, you don't. You know, in my world, it is, you don't always need the last word. And my husband attests to that because a lot of times I tend to have the last word. You know, another simple technique to just
yes.
even to loosen your body is just loosening your facial muscles, like in your jaw.
I don't know how to do that. Just some coffee,
that'll,
ice cream, you want to.
Go
that'll
ahead,
just
sir.
Stop and
mute
that'll just
Kurt
stop
phone.
And you're I just did.
Okay. By the way, that's not impolite. It's not impolite to mute a person's phone, but it's impolite if they're making disruptive sounds or noise in the background and they don't realize it. And that happens. Okay.
It's just going to take me a minute to remember, figure out everybody's numbers. I have them written down, but it takes me a little bit because, you know, a bunch of y'all from New York.
Well, it's those accents.
Hey, nothing about accents. I got one. It depends on who I'm talking
right.
to. It depends on what my accent is. But, you know, just taking your jaw and just wiggling it a little bit and loosening your jaw muscles will soften your tone of voice, and it'll also help because your neck, your jaw, and your face are the last muscles to release when you're stressed out. So starting to be conscious of those muscles and releasing those, and even just, you know, taking your head and, you know, rolling it from side to side to loosen those muscles is a big way to relax. Now, taking deep breaths is another way. Being conscious of your breath. You know, like you were saying,
mm-hmm.
Ron, you know, just being specific to specific situations that you know is going to be a stressful situation, having that conscious in your mind and a game plan for you of how you're going to deal with those when it happens. You know, for instance, you know, instead of going into the situation thinking, oh, this is going to be stressful, this is going to be a lot of work, go into it thinking differently, thinking, all right, so this is how we're going to deal with this. This isn't going to be stressful. This is going to be easy. This is going to be, you know, if I talk about this, this, and this, and think of it more positively, it'll also lower your expectations and it will actually not be as stressful. Your mind has a big power over your body and how you react to things. And when you think more positively, you know, the first thing I tell clients is I want you, and even for you guys, the first thing you do when you get up in the morning, write down your first thought. Is it negative? Oh, is it, oh, man, I'm so exhausted, I just want to go back to bed? Or is it, all right, I can't wait to start the day? If it's negative, turn it around and make it positive. And then your last thought of your day. Man, I just don't want to go to bed. I have too much to do. Or is it, let's go read this book and relax. You know, it's keeping track of those thoughts. And every time you have a negative thought, either writing it down or consciously rewording that in your mind will change your outlook in life drastically. And it becomes to the point where it'll be automatic. It's just how you look at things at that time. And pretty soon it'll just be a regular pattern, you know. For me, originally, you know, this idea of the radio show was stressful because I have issues talking without a two-way conversation and having up with ideas of what to talk about and how to deal with things like that. And thanks to you guys, Ron especially, and Kurt and Rick and Country Boy, you know, giving me that little bit of confidence and that boost to know that, okay, I got this. This is not that hard. Made it easier for me to think about how to do this and prepare for this and keep going because I know the information. I know how I can help you, just conveying it so that it will be able for you to understand and have ideas for you to help yourselves and better your life.
Those are your helpers in the background, I bet.
It is. I gotta hang on 1 second. I gotta close my door. My son doesn't open his treats. I have to do it for him. And I'm okay with that because that's the way I keep track of what he eats so I know he's eating enough every day. He's a very, very picky eater. You know, another thing, another part of life that can be stressful is really your kids. They're always needing your attention, your time. They have minds of their own. They have opinions. They don't always do things when you'd like them to do them. And having and teaching your child how to be independent and how to be on their own and giving them to the option to fly. Decisions helps your child along with everything that's going on. Will help reduce your stress. It'll be the best thing.
Hello, Mary.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but the call has been cut out since around the 25-minute mark.
I'll check with Mary and find out. This is Ron. I just called back in. I was off. My phone went dead because I didn't charge it last night, and I forgot that I didn't charge it. So I had to run and get it on the charger. I'm literally talking to you on a 3-foot cord. Good afternoon. Geez.
Yeah, I'm in the process of texting Mary as well, letting her know what happened because I'm still here. And every once in a while, I hear some intermittent noise. I don't know what happened.
Well, what I might do, she might be having trouble going back in. There's the president of the Hope Collection, and I helped establish the blog radio show with Joel and Burl Walt. I can do some diagnosis there. The only trouble we have with blog radio, the company that serves us, the show, is that they do not have a live person to talk to for when there's troubleshooting. So you get to be challenged real quick. So just hang in there a minute. I'm going to try and call in back into the show as the host.
No problem.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
My name's Ken.
Ken?
Yes.
My name's Derek. How are you today?
Doing good. Apparently we're having technical difficulties.
Yeah. Where are you from, Ken?
I am from Escondido, California, so that's basically San Diego County.
Yeah. Hello, Mary. Mary, this is Ryan Clayton, president of the Hope Collection, calling back in. Are you there? Is your phone muted? Or you? If there's a, if the microphone is redded out, or blued out. If it's blue, your microphone is off on the dashboard. Maybe you didn't know you did that. Or if you hit 7-6 on your phone, you mute yourself.
Hello, Ron.
Hi, Derek. How are you today?
Good. Where is this kid from?
I think I heard him say something about San Diego. Am I correct, Ken?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, welcome. We have great friends that live in Coronado. And as a matter of fact, you might have heard of him because he's a pretty popular guy. He's kicked and run Kane. He lives just the other side of the bridge. And, of course, he's affiliated down there with the Navy base, and he actually founded the Miramar Navy Air Force School of Flight. And the original Top Gun, they made 2 movies after him now. And it was just celebrated and just been recognized for his work. And on top of that, he's also been nominated for 5 Nobel Peace Prizes. So pretty popular in San Diego. I know that. They've named streets after him. He's amongst one of my personal best friends.
Ron, I gave him a hope card out today.
Very good.
you keep doing that, Derek. That's a good thing to do.
So
I don't know, Mary's in, what happened, unless she pops on at the second. This is her first show, as a matter of fact. So, you know, it's not unusual to have some glitches when you're first getting things operating. But that can happen. And that could be a source of stress. You're talking about stress today. If that's the case, just a little bit that I've become to get to know Mary, I know that she feels like this isn't going quite the way she wanted it to. That's okay. We'll get it straightened out. And the neat thing about it is, what we're doing is we're helping people. We're not judging people. The whole drift, the whole concept of the whole collection is a resource to help people. And we're not exclusive. We're inclusive. So we're trying to include people in all ways, and all people, so that we can be of help to them. And our main goal is to provide the resources. We are not the resource. I can give you my opinion. And I'm also a certified life coach, so I can give you certain aspects I'm certified to doing. I built a business. I built a company from $79,000 to $27 million in 3 years with no inventory. So I have some expertise in marketing and advertising that may give me an area that I can talk about and help people in. But in general, when we're talking about the areas that she's an expert in, she's going to be able to provide to the Hope Collection an outreach that'll have ways of connecting to get actual services that are in the area of personal development, overcoming circumstances, special needs. And so she has a sensitivity to that. And that's what's allowing her now to host a show. And the shows are built, they're not designed to do on the show. We're not out to advise and consult. What we're there is to find out if there's a circumstance that opens the door to do those kinds of things, and either we have them, someone connected to that company, that organization, that people, or someone who can help them specifically with their needs. The show itself is not the actual agent of making the change, because everybody's so diverse, and we have to honor and respect people's privacy. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Well, thank you, Derek. I'm not sure. I think I hear Mary like in an echo. She may not be using a direct microphone. It doesn't work on a remote mic very well, the system. That we found out. And you really need to have a direct, like the microphone that's on your phone. That's why you use a call-in, because the microphone's right there in your handheld device. And so, Mary, if you are hearing me, I hope you, maybe that might solve an issue on your broadcasting on the other end of this. So we will discuss it. You know, we'll be taking, you know, we'll be working on this and helping her and helping to make things work for everybody. And Ken, I hope things are well. I know it's sunny and kind of out there in San Diego today, is it not?
Yeah, it's sunny today.
I can't remember a day that it isn't sunny in San Diego. I think it's one of the most beautiful cities in the world.
Yep, it is.
My wife and I were in San Diego for a travel agent convention. We're travel agents. And the company had its annual summer convention. It was down at the Wyndham on the waterfront by the aircraft carrier and the tall ships.
Right.
And we stayed in the Gaslight area. And on Friday night, that place was, 1 o'clock in the morning, that place was jumping. I mean, the restaurants were hopping.
You could go on the radio show, too.
It was
you could go on the radio show, too.
Ken, do you like it down in the Gaslight area yourself?
Yeah, when I get a chance to go down there, yeah, it's a fun time down there.
Food was great. We were there for a week, so we got a chance to try out a couple different restaurants. And, just, you know, I enjoyed. I got one of those
bicycle riders where the driver rides, pushes the pedals of the bike, and you're like a Surrey, and they had Christmas lights all over it, and we took us for a ride down around downtown, and then took us back to our hotel. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. Again, that was kind of late at night, but it was so much fun. And the guy that was doing it was actually a dental student working his way through college. So we tipped him real good, and he did a nice job. Was a real tourist guide for us. And also the chance to go on the Midway was just a real treat. We salute and honor our military, of course, the Navy, with Lem Kane having been a pilot. Or a hero, decorated pilot, of course, and he's been recognized on board that ship as part of the local organization, military veterans that help support the museum, I guess is what it really is today. So it was neat. Yeah, that was the Midway. He took us out to the actual Naval Park. We walked in, well, we drove in. We got to the gate, and it wasn't usually get all your ID out and go through everything and, you know, put your hands on the car, we'll patch it out. We got to the gate, and Leno, oh, the guy salutes Leno, goes, Captain Kane, welcome. It was so funny. And the reception that we got was so wonderful. And then we drove across the parking lot, and then Nimitz was in for refitting and refueling because it was going back out to sea. In fact, right now it's out at North Korea. It's protecting us from the North Koreans, and it's out on patrol right now for us. I guess it's a city of 4,000 Navy men and women that support the ship every day and live on it, and, you know, and support everything, including the flying of the airplanes, but also just those supply and everything and protect our assets and the world freedom and freedom in the world. And so we're real excited about what they are doing, and that's, of course, the naval base right there in Coronado. That was a neat experience.
Awesome. Sounds like it was a really cool experience.
Well, hanging out with Len Kane. By the way, you can hang out with Len Kane every Friday. The host Hope Collection, what we do is we have different days of the week that we cover different topics. And on Friday, it's our salute to Len Kane. And he comes on as a guest on the show. And I usually host that show like Mary's doing today, and I'm doing for her. I interview Len, and he's always got a million stories to tell. But he's been the founder of the Golden Rule Society, which is a nonprofit helping